Good morning and welcome to South Shore Senior News Radio on WATD, the program to help active boomers and seniors age successfully and enjoy themselves while doing it. Each week we're brought to you through the generous sponsorship of our partners. The first part of our show is brought to you by the Elder Law Office of Attorney Judith M. Flynn. A member of the National Academy of Elder Law Attorneys, Attorney Flynn is devoted solely to elder and disability law and estate planning. Located in Rockland, Judy works with elders and their families to protect their hard-earned assets and ensure quality care. Call her today to schedule your legal checkup at 781-681-6638. Or visit our firm's website at thelegalcheckup.com. That's thelegalcheckup.com. Now, here's your host, Greg Perrell.
Well, good morning and welcome to South Shore Senior News. I'm your host, Greg Perrell, and I am very happy this morning to announce that we've expanded the Matters of the Mind section to the entire show. Beverly Moore has joined us, been gracious enough. One of my guests wasn't able to make it, so Bev was going to do her section today, so she agreed to come in and do the whole thing with me. So thank you, Bev.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no, it's always a pleasure.
I don't mind being second best.
You're not second best at all. No, it's really good because I think that, you know, this whole memory impairment, Alzheimer's, dementia thing is so on the forefront right now. I just the August issue of South Shore Senior News just came out this week, and I was really fascinated to see that Quincy Medical Center has got a whole Alzheimer's study going on there, looking at different drug treatments that might help with the functions of the brain and memory impairments and stuff like that. So it's a much more commonly diagnosed affliction these days. People are finding their loved ones or people they know are starting to deal with this thing, and it's as the population ages, it's really starting to grow. So I think the timing is very good. Tell me a little bit about, or tell all of us a little bit about yourself, Sweet Grapes, and Still Me Alzheimer's Coaching Service. Just kind of, you know, give us a quick overview of what you folks are up to there in Quincy.
Okay, well, our goal is that no caregiver or somebody with dementia has to go the journey alone.
Mm-hmm.
That's our goal. Towards that goal, we are doing, we are finding coaches that are qualified and spreading out. So now we have a coach up in the Amesbury and southern New Hampshire area.
Mm-hmm.
Penny is in Cambridge and Somerville and North.
Yeah.
And we cover the whole South Shore and the Cape and northern Rhode Island right now.
Yeah, because you're even expanding down the I-95 corridor down there, down into the Attleboros, the whole area. So, so your services are available really statewide, well, eastern Massachusetts wide,
yeah,
anyway, right now.
And by telephone nationwide.
Right.
Because
right,
people have telephone coaching when we can't go to their homes because it doesn't seem possible to go to Colorado for an
right,
hour's trip.
Are you starting to get some inquiries about the services from out of state?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah,
we have all along. We have all along.
And what are those, web-based? People do a search for, you know, memory impairment, and your service comes up, and they learn a little bit about it that way? Or
yeah, and somebody can just click on to the website. They can go to the page that says, need a coach, arrange coaching, and it gives all of the bios and pictures of the coaches, and then they can call them up directly and have a coaching visit.
You know, we have to be careful because, you know, you and I have been working together now for quite a while, and I think I understand what a coach is, and I think the services are extremely valuable. But for our listeners, explain a little bit about what a coach is. You know, people hear coach and they think of the high school coach or the, you know, oh, I coach Little League or something like that. It's similar, but it's different.
It is similar because
yeah,
we believe that the family is the team. They've been together for a long time,
mm-hmm,
and they've learned ways of getting along. What happens when Alzheimer's comes into the picture is that the ways that they used to work with each other and with the person with dementia has to change. Those ways have to change because they don't fit anymore. And so to stay in relationship with the person, they need to learn new ways of talking and new approaches.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the coach teaches. And they work with as many family members as they can round up and listen to everybody's concerns,
mm-hmm,
and then answer the questions and teach them ways to continue to love their family member that they always have.
Right. I think that's the beauty of your services, is that whole, the power of communication. You know,
mm-hmm.
you know, not only are you communicating with the family, but the gift that you give them, then they're able to take to their loved one and continue a communication with them that really, because of the disease, can be lost.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's very sad for families. I would love to see families connect with us, like, right after a diagnosis. We could avoid a lot of pain for them.
You know, we have to go to break, but I want to ask you quickly, do you notice a difference in the understanding and the receptiveness of your services by the age of the person you're working with? Like, are people in their 60s plus better able to understand what you're conveying, or is it... are younger folks able to grasp the message easier? That thought just popped into my mind. I never thought of that before.
Well, coaching is kind of a new concept within the last 10 or 15 years. You know, people have business coaches, they have personal coaches, life coaches. So coaching has become an accepted way, you know, instead of a counselor or a therapist, where you don't want to be that. We want to be an educational coach.
Mm-hmm.
And so the people that are more open to that are those that are 50 to 70, mm-hmm. you know, that era. Because when the caregiver is older than that, they really don't have that concept, and they don't think that they should need any help from somebody else.
Well, that's what I was wondering. Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, did you know that August is Happiness Happens Month? And we're going to talk about that, so stay tuned.
Okay.
Step into the future with Braintree Rehabilitation Hospital. Robotics and functional electrical stimulation are now being used for rehabilitation with patients who have experienced a stroke, brain injury, spinal cord injury, multiple sclerosis, or other neurologic disorder. Call us today, 781-348-2107, and find out how the cutting-edge rehab technology at Braintree Rehab may benefit you. That's 781-348-2107, and take the step that may change your life.
NVNA and Hospice has provided home care services since 1920, caring for people after surgery and hospitalizations, supporting and assisting patients and families with Alzheimer's care, providing end-of-life hospice services, and helping with a host of private care services. NVNA and Hospice delivers compassionate, individualized care to over 25 South Shore communities, from Milton to Plymouth. If you need care where it matters most, at home, let NVNA and Hospice help you. Visit nvna.org or call 781-659-2342.
All right, we're back, and we're talking with Beverly Moore of Still Me Alzheimer's Coaching Services, a division of Sweet Grapes Incorporated, located in Quincy. And, Bev, we were just about to start talking about happiness. And I think it's one of those elusive goals that all of us have, is that we all want to be happy and we all want to be doing things we enjoy and stuff like that. And we do the best we can.
Mm-hmm.
But your August column takes a look at the happiness as it is impacted by memory impairments and Alzheimer's and dementias and different things like that. So tell us a little bit about the column. You know, we took a look at you profiled actually a husband and wife combination. And so tell us a little bit about why happiness is difficult to achieve for those with memory impairment. What's happening there?
One of the first symptoms of Alzheimer's type dementia is apathy and the inability to initiate some meaningful activity.
Interesting.
It's just because the brain is making it difficult to do that. So what they need is cues. They need things set up. And as the disease progresses, they need more and more of that from mm-hmm. the caregiver. So, you know, we said people with Alzheimer's have a future because it's between 2 and 20 years that the disease lasts. So you want to make a lot of happy moments in those years.
Right.
And that's one of the things we teach caregivers, too, as coaches, is we teach them how to find enjoyment with the person again. So if they love to golf, for example, they might not be able to go out and, you know, play 9 holes over 18 holes.
Right.
But they may be able to putt, you know, so you go up and you putt with them and enjoy their company, whether they're – and how well they do something shouldn't be the issue. It should be your presence that brings the happiness.
Mm.
And I said in my column, one of my coaches, Michelle, gave me, no, Susan, she gave me a plaque that says, we don't remember days, we remember moments. And the moment is all that the person with dementia has.
Mm-hmm.
Because short-term memory is about a minute long. All the rest is long-term. And that is harder to hold on to things. So if you bring happiness for, say, a half an hour putting, or like the woman in the story, I just love that story.
Yeah, take us through it, because it's a fantastic story. Woman, married to a husband, who has a memory impairment, and just getting him to the dinner table is a problem.
Right. One of the parts of his disease that was difficult for him was that he couldn't understand well or easily what was said to him.
Mm-hmm.
So if it was a concept like come to eat, you know, he was kind of nonplussed about what did that entail. So he would just sit on the couch and stare at her.
That's so interesting. I mean, that's such a basic function of human life is to eat. And
yeah.
Even so, the memory impairment makes it difficult for the person to understand that it's time to eat and how to do it.
Mm-hmm. I know one of my neighbors, I brought him a big zucchini yesterday, and he says, oh, he said, take my wife, take my house, take my kids, but don't take my food. I thought it was how important food is, you know, it becomes a real place of pleasure.
Right. Yeah,
well, and dining can be pleasurable. Well, this man had what we call receptive aphasia. In fact, he was having difficulty receiving and holding on to what was said to him and know how to respond. So I had spent some time with the couple and found out that they did ballroom dancing when they were younger. And he's a very intelligent man. I think he was like a superintendent of schools and stuff. And it was so heartbreaking for her to see him not even understand that simple request. So I said, why don't you ask him to dance? Put on some dance music and dance him to the table. And I was just kind of being a little flip.
I was just curious, because how did she, when you said that, how did she look at you? Like you were crazy? Or was she receptive to the
idea? Oh, she was very receptive. She was willing to do anything to hold on to the person that is, her husband.
Yep.
And you notice I didn't say was. He is.
That's an important part of the whole Still Me coaching concept.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so she would go in, put on music, and she would have the table all set. And when she asked him once and he didn't understand, she would say, may I have this dance?
Right.
And he would get up right away because he knew that. And he heard the music that was their favorite. And she would dance him to the table. Well, once he got there, he had all the visual cues that he needed to know what she wanted. And she, gave him the signal to sit down and then made it a delightful time.
All right. I want to come back to that. We're going to take a break. But I want to talk about that first dance to the dinner table. I think that's really fascinating. So hold on.
Call the Elder Law Office of Judith M. Flynn to schedule a legal checkup. Judy's practice is devoted solely to elder and disability law and estate planning. She'll do a thorough assessment of your personal situation and develop a comprehensive plan that addresses all of your elder law needs. Don't lose your hard-earned assets to the cost of long-term care. Take greater control of your future. Schedule a legal checkup today. Call Elder Law Attorney Judy Flynn at 781-740-2288.
The second half of our show is brought to you by Braintree Rehabilitation Hospital. For 35 years, Braintree Rehabilitation Hospital has been a leader of rehabilitation. The options for rehabilitation can be confusing. Braintree Rehabilitation Hospital offers a higher intensity of therapy, the most innovative and advanced technology, and a specialized staff of physicians, nurses, and therapists dedicated to your care. Recent recipient of the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for Stroke Care, Braintree Rehabilitation Hospital provides quality rehabilitation services right here on the South Shore. Call 781-348-2500 to find out more. That's 781-348-2500. Now, back to the host of South Shore Senior News Radio. Here's Greg Perrell.
All right, welcome back. And I just wanted to take a moment here to tell you that I recently had a chance to visit Doc Iacobucci Senior Housing in Pembroke, Beverly. It's this beautiful location that he's developed there. He's created a scenic and serene 80-acre environment with extensive flower gardens, a private pond, 2 miles of trails for those people who like to go out and walk and do a little exercise, which I think is I like that.
Mm.
And even a musical fountain pool. It's kind of cool. He's got this pool set up with these lights and, you know, the water goes up and he puts on a little show. He's got some apartments there. They're for seniors, 55-plus community. The apartment that I saw is a spacious and modern, completely rehabbed, nice place. And so I'd like to take a time here to recommend that any person 55-plus seeking a luxurious yet affordable housing option here on the South Shore, if they want to stay in the area, they call the DOC at 781-826-8888. Again, that's 781-826-8888. And say that they heard it here on South Shore Senior News Radio while listening to you and I talk, and Doc Iacobucci will take care of them and give them a nice tour, and they can really check that place out. So I think they should do that.
Yes, sounds lovely.
Yeah, it really is. Mm. All right, so now we're talking about the first dance to the dinner table. It brought back some memories for the husband of some really nice, happy times. You know, August is Happiness Happens Month, so that was the whole theme of the August issue. And you were just telling us how the wife asked the husband to dance, brought back a lot of memories, and just tell us that ending again, because we kind of rushed through it there before the break.
Well, once he asked her to dance, or she asked him to dance, he was delighted, got a big smile on his face. And the memory of, we all remember music and where we were when we first heard it. And so she played familiar music. And then she smiled and got into his arms and danced him around. I mean, they had a home that was kind of in the round, you know, kitchen, dining room, living room, hallway, so she could go either way,
mm-hmm.
get him to wherever she wanted him to go.
Well, does she use it for other things now? I mean, she got him to the dinner table, got him to sit down.
Yeah, when he didn't understand, you know, she asked him to dance. And he did, and because the procedural memory is very lasting. So if you set up something for a procedure, for example, to make a sandwich, if you put out the materials that are needed, your brain just kicks in with that old memory of how to make a sandwich. And you do.
Yep.
So dancing is very much. I mean, I know of a woman in Quincy who cannot make a meal, and she has a real difficult time remembering things, but she can play a very good game of single tennis.
No, interesting.
Yeah.
Good boy, because it's all motor functions that are hardwired in them.
And she's very healthy body.
Yeah.
Just like the putting. You know, if you put a golf club in somebody's hand that's been doing it for years and years and years, then it brings back, unless they always lost. So, I mean, one of the things is that you need to know what brought pleasure to that person.
Right.
And that's why if you have home care in, for example, and you're leaving a home health aide to stay with the relative for 8 hours, you better tell that aide what brings pleasure to that person.
I think that is so critical, and that's such a good point because, you know, a lot of elders, and my mother just went through it. She came back from the nursing home. She wanted to stay at home. We said, fine, give it a try. We got the VNA coming in and all that. She's up in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
Got, you know, some home health aides coming in and stuff like that. And within a week, she said, I don't want them to come anymore. And it's not because they didn't do a good job. It's not because they didn't know what they were doing. I think it's because of the relationship. She was kind of like, well, who are you? Why are you in my home? What are you doing here?
Right. I used to work with home health aides in the 90s. And one of the things we did was we set up some education for the aide to understand. And I encourage families to write up a little bio sketch of the person that is going to be cared for.
Mm-hmm.
What do they like? What don't they like? I mean,
that's probably even more important than what they don't
exactly.
Like.
And when do they take a shower? And when do they eat? What do they like for breakfast?
Right.
What brings a smile to their face?
Yep.
What program do they want, you know, on the television?
All right. God, time flies so quickly when you're in. We have so many things to discuss. I want to talk about this whole happiness thing. So dance is one component. In your column, you also talked about other stimuli that might work, like old photos, plants, the beach,
mm-hmm.
baseball games.
Right.
How's that work?
Well, one of the things I want to caution against is if you're using old photos, for example, instead of using it as a quiz, 20 questions, don't do that.
Who's this on the right-hand
corner?
No,
what you do is you point it out and say, I remember that was so much fun, Mom. You know, I remember you made a beautiful picnic and we had blah, blah, blah. So that it's not a test, you
right.
know. It's to enjoy. So enjoy time, a moment together.
Right.
If they like the beach, I know we have one aide that brought a woman to the beach every single morning, and they walked the beach and fed the birds, fed the pigeons. They're not pigeons.
Seagulls.
Seagulls.
I like to call them sea pigeons. We'll be right back.
Do you think your driving skills are not what they should be? Let Braintree Rehabilitation Hospital help you decide. We can assess your driving skills and focus on your safety. Our two-part driving evaluation program has been developed to provide assessment of individuals with a variety of disabilities. Braintree Rehab is always here to help you reach your full potential and independence. For additional information or to schedule an appointment, call 781-348-4017. That's 781-348-4017.
When a person receives a diagnosis of Alzheimer's, the whole family needs care. Still Me coaches focus on caring for your family in the comfort of your home. A Still Me coach teaches you ways to simplify caregiving, how to relate in a new way, respecting the dignity your family member deserves. Call Still Me, the leader in Alzheimer coaching, at 617-328-3440. Or log on to www.stilmee.com to meet your personal Still Me coach.
All right, Beverly, that's a perfect transition. A spot for Still Me was just playing there. We don't have enough time to go through all those stimulus questions we were just talking about how.
I'm going to put that on my blog.
Good.
Which is stillmecoachblog.blogspot.com.
Well, I want to switch to that now, because I think people listen to the show and they say, okay, just that Beverly, she sounds very interesting. She sounds like she could be helpful. Talk about the company. Talk about the coaches. And then we'll talk about your website a little bit, too. Talk about the coaches. If someone's interested in being a coach or wants a coach, who are these people?
Okay, the coaches are all professionals
mm-hmm.
who have had at least four. Most of them have had up to 10 and 12 years experience in the dementia field,
mm-hmm.
Comfortable working with families,
yeah.
and with a passion. I've never sought a coach. They all came to me and
yeah.
asked to do it. So they have a passion for educating families how to make the journey easier.
Mm-hmm.
Because
any men?
Not at the present.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just curious.
I never even thought of that before.
Mm-hmm. I have had in the past one who was a psychotherapist,
mm-hmm.
So.
Do you think that it makes a difference with a male who's suffering from memory impairment if it's a female or a male that is coaching the family and helping them relate? Have you noticed anything there? Or?
No.
Personally, I would rather have a woman because, guys, not that. I don't hang around with them that much,
Women tend to be more in-depth with emotional things.
Right.
And men tend to be very product-oriented, very goal-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes with a family, you have to really tread carefully.
I bet.
Because the acceptance of this disease in a family setting takes time.
Mm-hmm.
And you need a sensitive person to be there to listen to you, trying to work through all of the changes that have taken place.
Right.
So,
all right. So, we've talked a little bit about their background. Are they social workers? Are they clinicians? Are there any requirements like that? Or
they have to be professional.
Mm-hmm.
Have a some college for sure.
Mm-hmm.
All of my coaches right now, they're screened pretty heavily.
Yeah.
All of them have college degrees. Most are social workers,
mm-hmm.
have worked in the field,
yep.
have personal experience with caregiving themselves so that they're much more sensitive
yep.
to what is entailed.
Right.
And then they go through a full three days of training with me
mm-hmm.
to learn the Still Me method
yep.
Because it works. And it's time limited, so it's not like a therapist that you go and you say, I'll see you for the next 10 years.
Right.
We have like a startup package, which is three visits.
Yep.
And at the end of the third visit, with lots of telephone time in between, they get a care plan that's all written up for them.
Nice.
And then encouraged to come back when there's another challenge to be.
And you're probably in constant contact with everyone on a frequent basis.
Yeah.
All right, so tell us a little bit about the Still Me website. You just did a whole revision. It's got the blog. It's got all kinds of stuff going on there. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, I wanted it to be complete with it has all of our services, those for families, those for assisted living, those for home care companies, the ones that we have for developmental disability services. We do a lot of training in group homes.
Yeah.
And so what we're offering is a lot of trainings now. And what we're going to do in the fall is offer a family forum training for just informal caregivers, like family members, neighbors, grandchildren, whatever.
That's great.
And then we're hoping to get places like adult day health programs and councils on aging to give us the space and advertise for us.
Yep.
And then bring families in.
Yep.
And then we'll be a two-hour training that is completely focused all just on how it impacts the family.
Right. And you promise you're going to send us all of the announcements about these types of community-level events so we can run it in the paper so people can read it, right?
Right.
Because you have a bunch coming up. Your schedule's busy. Tell us a little bit about
yes.
That's good.
Well, I'm going to have laryngitis worse in December.
It's a demand.
Yeah.
Okay. So they'll be able to check up on in South Shore Senior News and see where you're going to be at. So that's going to be good. They can go to your website. The address is
stilmee.com.
Okay, good.
And they can write me and ask to be put on the e-newsletter list because that lists all the places I'll be speaking and all the trainings we're doing.
Yeah, I'm on that, and I think that's very valuable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I'm actually able to pull some stuff off there and put it in the paper because I think what you're doing is so valuable, and I think the awareness level it's increasing, but there's more people that need to know. And I think what's
right.
really interesting is the whole concept of the peripheral coaching, you know, neighbors, family members that may only come into the picture once in a while that you were talking about. So those folks who come to these community-level events, it's an informal, probably have some refreshments there. And
mm-hmm.
really, that'll be helpful, I think.
Yeah, because even if the daughter is – well, we have one person, the daughter is who is the main caregiver is in Quincy. Her sister lives in Ohio.
Oh, wow.
When she comes in, it wouldn't be nice to have a get-together where people can, I mean, it can be a one-family thing,
right.
too.
No, but I think that's fantastic. We got to go to break here, but I think that's fantastic because then those people don't come in and disrupt the good things that are happening.
Yeah.
And not because they're mean-spirited, just because they don't understand.
Absolutely, yep.
All right, stay tuned. We'll come right back.
The Elder Law Office of Judith M. Flynn is devoted solely to elder and disability law and estate planning. If you've been thinking about getting a legal checkup, don't delay any longer. Don't wait for a crisis. Attorney Flynn will do a thorough assessment of your personal situation and develop a comprehensive plan that addresses all of your elder law needs. Don't lose your hard-earned assets to the cost of long-term care. Call Elder Law Attorney Judy Flynn at 781-740-2288.
If somebody tells you we're moving, suggest a call to We're Moving, complete move management from beginning to end. If you are moving your parents or if they are downsizing to age in place, We're Moving can help you plan and execute all the details of the move. Call We're Moving at 781-878-2631 or visit weremoving.com. That's W-E-I-R, weremoving.com.
All right, we're in the final minute, Beverly. I want to thank you for bailing me out coming in. I think it's such a great topic, and you present it so well. I'm going to give you the final minute here to kind of recap anything that you want to make sure our listeners catch.
Okay. Just to give me a call if you have a question or if you want to be put on the newsletter list,
mm-hmm.
and that number is 617-328-3440.
Yep.
And my newsletter contains a tip for the month, and what's happening at Sweet Grapes,
yep.
and then also my whole speaking schedule and training schedule. So that'll be, for September, I've put September's and October, so people can look forward to some of them. Because the ones we're doing for families are really great.
Yeah, it sounds great. All right, Beverly, well, thank you so much. I encourage people to contact you, and I want to thank you for coming in again.
Thank you for
having
me, always.